So Sherry Zeck went to see what's become the summer's most talked about blockbuster.
What are you?
You will soon find out.
Wow. Wonder Woman, wow.
I think you liked it.
I loved it, yeah.
So let's talk about that gut level reaction. Why did you love it so much?
Because it was a truly heroic woman. It was a lot of women with muscles and being proud of their muscles and riding horses.
Harder. You're stronger than this, Diane. Again.
That part of the film could have been a little longer for my taste, but it was so much of it was about just capable women, strong women, extraordinary women, the kinds of things we're so used to seeing in superhero movies in general. It was great, and it was funny, and it was charming, and I sound like I'm doing a pitch on the player, but it also had heart, and I thought the Chris Pine character was terrific.
That's your leader? How could he say that? Believe that? And you, was your duty to simply give them a book?
No.
You didn't stand your ground. You didn't fight.
Because there was no chance of changing his mind.
This is Ares, and he's not going to allow a negotiation or a surrender. The millions of people you talked about, they will die.
We are going anyway.
The romance really didn't take over from the rest of the film. It seemed appropriate, and it was heartfelt, and it slid into the action film genre really quite seamlessly, and was just a lot of fun. It was just a fun movie.
Apparently a lot of people agree with you, because we're talking boffo box office.
Huge box office.
Yeah. $103.1 million in the domestically. That's just domestically in the opening week. It's the biggest ever opening for a woman director. Patty Jenkins directed this film. So as we both have talked about in the past, money talks in Hollywood, and what's it going to be saying?
First of all, it's going to be saying that women directors can direct action pictures, women directors can direct blockbusters, and that women leads can open a film big. Now, Chris Pine is no slouch. He's no slouch, and I mean, he's certainly a draw in the film.
He's a cherry on top of the whole sundae.
But it's Gal Gadot who's clearly the lead in this, and she's not like a hugely well-known figure. She will be now. And that she could open the film, that the franchise, the DC franchise, continues on a winning streak. That all of that says great things for, I think, other action films, both directed by women and open and with female action heroes.
Well, you just mentioned the DC franchise. There were some worries about it for a while there when the last movie with Batman and Superman and Wonder Woman in it, Batman versus Superman, didn't do so very well at the box office. And there were people thinking that DC couldn't possibly create anything that matched what Marvel Studios was doing. But you seem to feel that's not the case with Wonder Woman.
Well, I mean, Wonder Woman is terrific. And it is a film that there has long been hope and expectation for. I mean,
the reporting is
75 years in development. I think that's a bit of a stretch. But yeah, with Wonder Woman, the DC universe seems alive and well. And those other films, they had crappy scripts. They were not good films. I think there is a certain element of the public that will go see any kind of comic book superhero film. But then to have the real boffo blockbuster, it's got to have some good word of mouth. It's got to have, I mean, even before the Batman Superman thing opened, even the actors were really struggling to pitch the film on the circuit. But not so with Wonder Woman. The buzz has been good from the get-go. As a culture, we have difficulty imagining a space that is controlled by strong, independent women that isn't either a joke or sexualized in a completely subservient to the heterosexual gaze way. So I think that certain things had to come together culturally and in terms of talent and in terms of the money people to make this happen.
Let's talk about the performances in the film. Gal Gadot, great performance.
And pregnant. Fabulous. Fabulous performance. That's one of the things that I appreciate about this movie in the same way that I appreciate the Iron Man films. Big Robert Downey Jr. fan.
Me too.
Is that this could just be about the muscles. It could just be about the action. But Gal Gadot, like Robert Downey Jr., I think she's got the real stuff as an actor. And
she's
so
got
she
chops.
brings something more to this comic book character than just she can hit her marks in the action scenes. And so that's really terrific. I think Chris Pine is an actor in development. Mm-hmm. I think when he's in his 50s, he's going to be something. But right now, he's pretty good.
Assigned to British intelligence. What the hell is this thing?
The lasso of Hestia compels you to reveal the truth.
But it's really hot.
What is your mission?
Whoever you are, you are in more danger than you think.
What is your mission?
I am a spy! I'm a spy.
He's got something more than just charm and good looks. So it's good. There's some real actors. And of course, Robin Wright is really one of our best actors.
Now, who is Robin playing? Tell me about her character.
Robin is playing the kind of the general of the Amazons, who's Wonder Woman's or Diana's aunt. The film starts out as there's kind of a struggle between Diana's mother, the queen of the Amazons, who wants to kind of keep her sheltered, and the Robin Wright character who wants to train her militarily. One of the things, I think I'm not giving anything much away in saying this, I talked to a lot of people who, women in particular, but one man, who cried during the first few scenes of the film. This film has presented this tremendous relief to people, this oh, you know, I'm finally seeing things that I've dreamed about on screen. And I'm getting back to the Robin Wright character. One of the things I latched onto in the early sequences of the film is the young Diana, the little girl Diana, watching the women train and kind of going behind her mother's back to get some training. But also there's one shot where she's kind of on a hillside watching the army train, and she's mimicking them with her arms and with her moves. And there's a glance that's exchanged between her and her aunt. And I thought, this is brilliance, because what Jenkins has done is has placed the audience in the same place as that little girl. And I think that's incredibly powerful, where she's imagining herself as one of these more powerful, agile, incredible women, just as the little girl that's inside all of us have longed to do in our relationship to screen characters. I get why this film has touched many people so deeply. And this little bit about the origin and the relationship between the little girl and her militarily proficient aunt kind of mimics what's being allowed of the audience right now in watching these, you know, fabulously fit women on screen.
There was some controversy when the film was first released, in that a theater wanted to have women-only screenings, mm-hmm, for this film, and some men didn't like that. What did you think about that?
I think get over it. It's one screening at one movie theater in America, and even if it's 100 screenings at 100 movie theaters in America, that's out of 1,000 showings. Get over it. That, to me, was just so petty and ridiculous it can't even be engaged.
Wonder Woman is known as a warrior. She's an Amazonian warrior, mm-hmm, but she's also a peacekeeper as well. Does the film hold true to that ethic?
Yes, her whole aim is to reintroduce peace to the world of men. So I think it holds true to that ethic as much as it can within the genre of the beat 'em up, blow 'em up action film.
I'm not much for labels myself, but do you see Wonder Woman as representing perhaps a new kind of feminism?
I don't know if I want to go that far. I mean, I read something the other day about this being the first female action figure. That's not true. It's not the first female superhero. I mean, we have Storm in the X-Men.
Mm-hmm. Black Widow.
There's lots of precedent for this. And let us not forget Xena Warrior Princess.
And let us not forget Mrs. Peel from the Avengers.
Oh, let us not. Absolutely. So there are plenty of antecedents to this character. I think it's actually, she's very close to Xena, even the costume, mm-hmm, to some extent. But the wit and the wisdom and the prowess all rolled into one with long raven hair. I don't think this is new. I think it is something that is only possible after second or third wave feminism. It is of this time.
Okay, Sherry, were there some things that bothered you in the film?
Well, I love the film, and I can't wait to see it again. I'm delighted. It's a huge success. I was really afraid it was going to be a disappointment, right? That it would have all the signals of being some, you know, great woman thing, but really in the end she'd be subservient to the guy, and that didn't happen. But I tell you, it bugged me to death that all the Amazons shave their legs and armpits.
Oh, interesting.
Bug me to death.
Really?
Because
maybe Amazons don't have hair there.
No, they have hair there. Trust me. It's laughable, but it's also this thing about the long head of hair and everything else clean shaven on a woman is infantilizing and it's ridiculous. And to see it in this film where they are so proud of the fact, and I mean in the advertisements and in the film, of the fact that these are powerful, independent women, there are boxing champions and bodybuilding champions, and man, not a pit hair on them. Really, really irritated me.
If you're not an action film lover or a comic book film lover, will you still like this movie?
That's hard to say, because it is, as someone on a friend's Facebook page posted yesterday, that she wished there had been a lot less of the CGI,
that
fight
has
scenes
sailed
and blowing up. And I thought, well, then it'd be a different movie.
Yeah, sure would.
But so if you really don't like that kind of stuff, you'd have problems with this film. But I tell you, as a woman who used to wear a cape when she was 7 years old and jump out of her parents' bedroom window and really thought, if I believed enough, I could fly, the cape being a towel that my mother let me put around my neck, there's this moment where Wonder Woman, against all advice, charges against an entire army. And it's just glorious. It's just, I mean, you just feel your chest swell. And I'm glad I lived to see this day. And I wonder what it would have been like if that 7-year-old Sherry had seen characters like this.
But there's lots of 7-year-olds out there who are seeing it now.
Who are seeing it now. And that's why that little girl on the hill in the beginning of the film is really an important marker to me.
That's Sherry Zeck, Interim Dean of Milner Library at Illinois State University and GLT's culture maven. Wonder Woman has already earned more than $500 million worldwide. It's also been greenlit for a sequel. I'm Laura Kennedy.